Penguin Random House Audio presents Staying in the Game, the playbook for beating workplace sexual harassment. This is the author, Adrienne Lawrence. To the fierce, the brave, the bold, the survivor, and to every woman who just wants to do her fucking job. Introduction. The game. What you're up against and why you need a game plan. Hello. Quick question for you. You've grinded for years to get your degree or degrees, and now you're in the professional world, informed and fierce, looking to conquer accordingly. You've read about how to negotiate pay, navigate office politics, and dress for success. But what's your game plan for beating sexual harassment? Sure, you've had annoying experiences at past summer jobs or filler positions, but those jobs were disposable, just part of the tattered path to your dream career. Now you're finally here. But unfortunately, so is sexual harassment. You may want to get used to that dirty little term, as it's a reality for any professional, especially working women. If you don't have a game plan in place, sexual harassment could be devastating for you, your career, financial well-being, mental health, and much more. Do you think sexual harassment won't happen to you? I wish that were true, but running into a harass hole is all but certain. At least 81% of women report experiencing workplace sexual harassment at some point in their careers, 77% of whom have experienced verbal harassment. More than 50% have been touched, and at least 60% received unwanted sexual attention or coercion. Approximately 5 million employees are sexually harassed at work each year. Yet the overwhelming majority, 99.8%, never file formal charges with government agencies. Being harassed can be extremely upsetting and isolating, even traumatizing, as most women never even report the situation to their employer, but ultimately just leave the job. That's junk. We can all agree that no professional goes to college for 5 years just to do a cost-benefit analysis between giving up ass and staying employed. Yet so many professionals targeted for harassment think they must do just that. Even if you're fortunate enough never to be targeted, simply being a bystander can be hazardous professionally, financially, and psychologically. No one escapes sexual harassment unscathed. It's everywhere, no matter your profession. Whether you're working in STEM, media, marketing, or education, you need to know how to get a handle on it. Your professional future, your economic independence, hinges on your knowledge of how to navigate this social ill, because it's not going away anytime soon. Despite being outlawed since before Keanu Reeves was born back in 64, workplace sexual harassment is still an everyday part of the matrix. Recently, the National Sexual Violence Resource Center called workplace sexual harassment one of the most widespread and pervasive problems in U.S. society. But it's not an epidemic. Sexual harassment is endemic, a natural and enduring aspect of women's work lives. Many academics and researchers have made this observation, and many women continue to live it. The Me Too movement, started in 2006 by activist Tarana Burke and ignited in 2017 by Hollywood actors, has been monumental. Bolstered by voices of strong survivors and devoted journalists, Me Too has brought important issues to the forefront and created opportunities to speak up about sexual misconduct in all aspects of life. But there's still a lot of work to do, particularly in the workplace. Heads up! The contribution journalists have made to the Me Too movement and the reckoning that's followed cannot be understated and must never be forgotten. Throughout this playbook, the first time an allegation of misconduct is discussed, the journalist who broke the story and the news outlet will be noted. Please remember those names, for those individuals are just as worthy of praise as the survivors who bravely spoke out, the plaintiffs who fiercely fought, and the passionate attorneys who stood by their side. The fact remains that society doesn't protect women in the workforce. The laws can be super limiting. The agencies that monitor workplace sexual harassment have a bunch of nonsense hurdles. And management and human resources departments are either looking out for the company or trying to preserve the status quo. All said, you need to have your own back and be unapologetic about it. I've had my own back for a while now. From car dealerships to classrooms to law firms to sports newsrooms, I've worked at tons of dude-dominated places, occasionally losing jobs along the way because I was running from old boys or pushing back against their club rules. Over the course of my many careers, I've come across horrendous mentors and hit professional landmines, trusted coworkers who turned out to be toxic, and taken jobs and advice that turned out to be terrible. I've filed a lawsuit to make change. I've been lied about in the media and mobbed on social media. I've been unwilling to turn my head and unwilling to give head. I've really done it all. Now, building off those crazy and creepy experiences and drawing from enlightening empirical studies, interviews with exceptional individuals, and chats with informed academics, I share with you what I've learned along this jarring and life-changing journey. In this playbook, I give you all the things I wish I'd known and that you deserve to know. You've worked really hard. No one should take away your dreams because you're their dream girl, or competition for that matter. Before you dive into this playbook, there are three things you'll want to know. First, staying in the game focuses solely on workplace sexual harassment. That is, the harassment involving those with whom you interact professionally, such as coworkers, clients, customers, mentors, and prospective employers. But don't be misled by the term workplace, as this isn't limited to interactions at the office. Workplace sexual harassment can and does go down anywhere, from DMs to cubicles to conference rooms. Second, most sexual harassment that we hear of involves cis men harassing cis women, which is why the majority of this playbook is written from that standpoint. By the way, should cis be a new term for you? It refers to people who identify with the same gender they were given at birth. That's not to suggest that cis men, cis women, trans women, and all others are not harassed or do not harass. As we know, that is not the case. The guidance in staying in the game can be applied across genders, gender identities, sexual orientations, races, religions, political beliefs, professions, and all else. We're all in this struggle together. Hashtag stay woke. And third, please know that this playbook is not a legal manual. In fact, sexual harassment is rarely a legal issue. What can I say? Men wrote the law in their favor and set the bar really high, leaving women in the workplace without much legal recourse. But just because a harasshole's behavior won't get you a day in court doesn't mean it can't ruin your daily life and be difficult to overcome. Time out. Although this isn't a legal manual or basic business book, there are some law and business-related terms and acronyms commonly used when talking about sexual harassment. They show up throughout this playbook and are good to know. EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, is the federal agency that regulates workplace sexual harassment claims. Most states have their own version of the EEOC. HR. Human resources refers to a department or person at a workplace that handles sexual harassment complaints and other personnel needs. Some employers don't have a designated department or person, leaving management with the task. NDA. A non-disclosure agreement essentially is a contract to keep quiet. Employers often use it when settling sexual harassment claims to prevent you from talking about the harassment. If you break an NDA, you can be sued for damages, most likely money. Arbitration. Arbitration is an alternative to court that typically involves one or three people playing the role of both judge and jury. Arbitration significantly limits employees and is not public. We talk more about the EEOC, NDAs, and arbitration in chapters 11 and 12 when we cover legal topics.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?